Hello and welcome to the All Time Conspiracies podcast. And today with me, Robin, are some very special guests from All Time Gaming, Jamie.
Hello, Robin.
And Alex Jones.
Hello, Robin. Not that one.
Not that Alex Not Jones. That Alex the best Jones. Alex Jones, as it happens. Otherwise, this podcast would be banned from all social media platforms in the world.
Is there another Alex Jones? I've never heard of another Alex Jones.
No. Yeah. Doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist?
Oh. No.
I mean, he's definitely not on YouTube.
The Welsh presenter.
Welsh presenter, yes, yes. She is wonderful. Yeah.
Aled. It's the Welsh version.
He's a singer, isn't he?
I don't know.
Anyway, the other sultry voice you can hear is my friend Alex, but not Alex Jones.
Yeah, just Alex. No.
We have been begging Alex Jones to appear on our show for a very, very long time. You'll remember All Time Gaming, and particularly Jamie, from a recent conspiracy files we made about video game conspiracy theories. Mm. And we were blessed with the presence of Chris and Jamie for that episode. Mr. Jones refused, but now he's finally capitulated and he's on our channel.
Don't think I was asked.
But you guys, you've got your own podcast, haven't you?
We do. It just started. First episode went out, well, was at the time of recording last week.
Oh, yeah. It was really good. Thank you. I enjoyed it. You guys have got great chemistry.
Wow.
Thanks. It was okay.
Should hope so. Right. We've been doing this for 3 years now, so if we didn't, we're in the wrong line of work.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But yeah, we'll have new episodes going out every Tuesday, I believe. So it'd be good to get you guys back on our podcast.
Oh, we would love to.
Now that you've had us on yours.
Let's see how this one goes.
We're off to a great start.
Yeah. Eagle-eyed viewers on YouTube who are watching this podcast may observe a similarity in the background used in your podcast to our podcast. Because we're very close friends and we share everything.
Yeah. I thought it was a pure coincidence. Just two very strange sci-fi bunkers that have been built at different places in the UK.
Weird, isn't it? It's as if we have the same taste.
Yes.
Same interior designer.
You brought some news items to look at today. Because what we do on the All Time Conspiracies podcast is look at the weird and the wonderful, the strange and spectacular every week, looking at current affairs, but not always the big political stuff, because that can get a little bit boring. And what's your story about today, Jamie?
So I've bought a story with a slightly more paranormal edge to it.
Yeah.
Because I want to get you guys talking about ghosts, because I love ghosts.
Oh, I love ghosts.
I love talking about ghosts. So this is something that happened here in the good old UK.
Yeah.
And it's been widely reported in only the most highbrow publications the UK has to offer. We're talking The Sun, The Mirror, The Daily Mail.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to hearing about it. And Mr. Jones, what have you got for us?
I've got a cool story, which is from a couple of weeks ago, to be fair, but there's been an update recently.
Okay, yeah.
So this story is about the fact that the Russians plan to go to the moon in 2030, or the 2030s, and so they're going to have a check to make sure that the Americans actually went there and didn't make it all up back in the 60s and
70s. Ooh, that's a controversial thing.
Yeah.
As always, we'll be ending this episode with a quiz. Looking forward to seeing how the gaming guys do. They'll be going up against our resident champion on All Tech Conspiracies, with Alex.
Resident champion. I think I've lost every single game so far. Yeah, I'm a bit intimidated to be representing conspiracies versus gaming. I think I'm definitely going to lose.
I may have tailored a few questions to suit you guys.
Ooh, so I like the sound.
How is that fair?
You play video games as well, Alex.
It's true, but you know, I don't get paid for it. It's
neither do we. That's YouTube for you.
But before we get stuck into that, Alex, not Alex Jones, but our own conspiracies, Alex, has got a really interesting, older, more in-depth conspiracy to tell us about. So
that's right,
take
Robin.
It away.
Thank you. So, so I figured that while we've been graced with the presence of all-time gaming, I thought I'd take us through one of gaming's oldest and most famous urban legends. We've covered it on All Time Conspiracies before as well, but I think
a long time ago. Yeah.
But I wanted to go through the urban legend that is Polybius.
Cool.
Are you guys familiar with this?
I think we've talked about it briefly.
Obviously, seen conspiracies on YouTube cover it in the past.
Mm. What do you know about it so far?
It's an arcade machine from like the 80s or maybe the 70s even that controlled people's minds, or they played it and then they were sort of weird stuff happened to them.
Yeah, you basically got the gist.
Allegedly, the Men in Black were involved somehow.
Exactly. Oh yeah, wasn't it supposed to be the CIA or something?
Tommy Lee Jones himself.
I can't remember. I need a refresher.
Well, okay, but before we get into the legend of Polybius, I want to journey back a few decades earlier, because you were right, it's in the 1980s. But I want to journey back to the 1950s and focus initially on Project MK Ultra. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that was the CIA's mind control program. And this was a real program. This isn't a conspiracy. This was disclosed to the public that the CIA were trying to develop interrogation methods in order to force confessions in prisoners. And they were using mind control techniques and giving prisoners like illegal drugs and that kind of thing in order to control their minds.
And this has been proved.
Yeah, this was disclosed.
Yeah, they've released documents, they declassified documents to prove this is real.
So yeah, this was basically the CIA's mind control program that was in operation from the 1950s onwards. And the project involved illegal experimentation on human subjects. And I wanted to bring this topic up because it kind of sets the backdrop to the Polybius conspiracy and shows that the US government was capable at the time of experimenting on human subjects in order to alter their state of consciousness. And that, I'm going to leave it at that with the MK Ultra. But I think that kind of... So before you start doubting, like, oh, would they actually make this arcade machine? Just know that the US government has done shady stuff like this in the past.
They more or less invented LSD for this purpose,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
Thank God they did.
Can we get a cup of tea after and you can tell us all about MK Ultra? Because now you've got me intrigued.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I want to know more.
You just watched All-Time Conspiracy's video on MK Ultra.
I mean, we've done videos on it, yeah. So
we have covered it before.
So the MK Ultra project officially ended in 1973. However, many suspected the experiments continued in secret, and the US government were still involved in mind control.
They totally were. Mm. They totally were.
It's always the way.
And this is where Polybius enters the picture.
Ooh.
So in 1981, a few arcades in Portland, Oregon, allegedly had an arcade cabinet called Polybius. Now, this game never appeared in any game publication magazines, and there's no record of it ever existing. And then the game itself was apparently a top-down shooter with bright and chaotic vector graphics, and you'd have to clear out waves and waves of enemies to make it on the high school list. So just kind of imagine your typical 80s... arcade machines. I don't know what, like Space Invaders, that kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm imagining in terms of certainly the graphical
mixed stuff. With a bit of war games or something. I don't know,
maybe
that kind of aesthetic.
People
who played this game allegedly suffered from seizures, had bouts of amnesia, night terrors, and most importantly were completely addicted to playing the game. And then apparently every couple of weeks, strange men in black, like you said earlier, would visit the arcades. They would open them up, not take any of the money out, and simply retrieve data from the machines before closing up and disappearing.
Hmm.
And then apparently after a couple of months of these machines being around in a few arcades, they all mysteriously vanished, never to be seen again.
Ooh.
So that's the story. That's the theory, right?
Intriguing.
It's juicy.
But is there any evidence that supports that this is true, basically? And that's what I want to look at now.
Okay.
So when was this? The 80s, you said? Early 80s, right?
Early 80s, so 1981.
The peak of arcade gaming, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Jonesy
would have been about 15 or 16.
So you'd think that there would be people around that you could ask if they played it, right?
It's not that long ago. Yeah, so, I mean... I guess that's good evidence against it.
But then, so I'm guessing there isn't anyone who's
Maybe,
but if they had amnesia, maybe they wouldn't remember.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Maybe they forgot that they played it.
Maybe those that did remember were disappeared by the Men in Black.
Oh yeah,
they do it a lot. Apparently.
Can I interject with a question about the Men in Black?
Sure.
And maybe you'll find some evidence. You'll present some evidence right now, which will answer my question for me. But
probably won't.
So they're coming every couple of weeks, or is it once a week, to retrieve data and not taking any money out?
Yep.
These machines have quite limited capacity for coins, right? Mm. If they've got to take the money out at some point because people wouldn't be able to play it. Second part of the question is, this is 1981, so when you say retrieve data, it's not like, I'm guessing it's not like, you know, you stick a USB pen. They're literally taking the inner workings of the machine out.
Printed paper sheets out.
Yeah,
they took out a floppy disk. Is floppy disk at this time?
No, probably not. Later, isn't it?
Yeah, the original like big floppies, I think, would have been.
Massive floppy disks, like 15 inches.
Even then, how much data could an arcade machine really... Like, they take it back to the lab and the men in black all gather around the screen and see... Well, it seems,
25 megabytes of data.
It seems that AA it would have been nowhere near the high score again this week.
Yeah.
I guess it's how much people were playing it. Mm. Is that the sort of data they'd retrieved? I don't even know what they would have got
so
from it.
So many questions.
Yeah, I guess... I'm not sure what kind of data they'd retrieve. I guess how long people were playing it for, what their scores would be. I don't know what how that would feed into what...
These sound like marketing men in black. Not CIA.
They were just trying to make a really good game.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, so I guess that's a pretty logical question to ask. If they weren't taking the money out, then...
How many people can play it after that point?
Yeah. maybe it didn't accept money, I don't know. Or... maybe it was just a free game in the corner.
I suppose, yeah, it could have been free.
Yeah.
Didn't think about that.
It was free, but also the side effect is you might lose your mind and go a bit insane.
That's the way it always goes in movies and TV shows where some evil genius is like, here's your free thing. And like secretly it's actually controlling their mind.
If it's, yeah.
Is it Kingsman? Everyone gets free mobile.
Oh, yeah. The SIM cards.
Yes.
The SIM cards. That's right, yeah.
Yeah. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Mm.
It sounds too good to be true, Robin. It probably is. Yeah.
There are many sayings to combat this.
Yeah. There's that old saying as well that if something's free, it means you're the product.
Oh, whoa. I like that one.
Did you make that up?
Definitely not. No, but it kind of applies with the whole social media thing. You know, if Facebook's free, but it's because they're selling stuff to you, you know, through advertisements and that kind of thing.
Just like chickens and cows, the product has rights, though. Yeah.
We
have rights.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't want to be treated like a chicken or a cow, though, being honest.
Yeah. Okay. So, shall I go on to some of the
theories?
Please
do. Yeah. Please.
So, author Brian Dunning from Skeptoid, he noted that two gamers, so this is real.
Yeah.
They did fall ill in Portland in 1981, and this made newspapers.
Oh.
So this is kind of an idea of where the story could have come from. So one of these gamers collapsed with a migraine after playing a game called The Tempest. Tempest?
Tempest.
I don't know that one.
That's like a 1980s arcade. I don't really know what it is.
You guys know?
Know the name.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you really what it looked like.
Okay. And another suffered from stomach pain after playing Asteroids for 28 hours in a filmed attempt to break a world record.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Do you say filmed attempt?
Yeah.
28 hours in 1981. That's, your VHS isn't going to get you very far with that.
He had a lot of tapes.
A lot of tapes. Someone on standby every couple of hours to switch out really quickly.
But also, it just said stomach pain. Yeah, of course he's going to suffer stomach pain. That's the bare minimum. 28 hours.
He just had really bad gas. He was just standing.
Oh, like cramps. He's just slowly hunched over. Yeah.
And both of these stories made it into the newspapers, so it was in the public eye at the time.
Yeah.
So it's just an example of maybe where this story could have come from. And then even more mysteriously, after this last story with someone trying to break the world record, 10 days after this, apparently the FBI raided several arcades in the area. However, this apparently wasn't connected to the Polybius machine, but the story was that this was connected to the owners of these arcades being suspected of using them for gambling. So it was like a gambling...
Dodgy back room.
Dodgy back rooms. So the arcade machines were raided. But obviously, you add up these two stories. Maybe that could have influenced the Polybius story in some way.
But this is if we assume the Polybius story isn't true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it could still be true, just mingled in with these other events.
It could be, yeah.
Would this be when they knew that you could cause things like epilepsy with... like certain light patterns and things like that as well?
Yeah, I have no idea about the science of epilepsy, as in the study of epilepsy, and at what point they realized.
Because I mean, nowadays everything, especially things that go on TV, have to be put through a Harding machine, right? So to check to make sure the certain number of how fast they flicker isn't going to trigger any photosensitive epilepsy. So was it? But in those days, I guess that's not a thing. So maybe people could have been ill because of games machines flickering and things like that. So maybe
that's a really good
added
point.
Added to the conspiracy.
Can they, this may sound stupid, but can they induce epilepsy? You know, like you've got those stories of someone who was perfectly fine the entire life and then they watched one of those crazy animes from the 70s and then became epileptic.
That one episode of Pokemon.
Not that I've ever heard of.
Because obviously it's either that they were epileptic but it was quite mild and then never triggered, or they...
And they never saw a pattern of lights that would have triggered it, maybe.
Or... So you can't get epilepsy. Is what I'm asking, I guess.
Interesting, though. That's a good question.
Yeah, that is interesting. I didn't look that up, but that's an interesting point. I wonder when those kind of regulations came into play, I guess. And whether these arcade machines were just triggering people having seizures or that kind of thing.
Every once in a while, I get taken aback when I fire up the PS4 and you get that warning that says, you know, and because normally when you turn it on, you go and do something else whilst it's warming up. But every occasionally, I'll sit there and watch it, fire up, and I'm like, oh yeah, there's a health warning at the beginning of this thing. Anyway, sorry, Alex, continue.
That's okay.
What other evidence do we have?
I wanted to say that with that FBI raiding, there was obviously a lead up to that in which the FBI agents were monitoring these arcade machines. So that could have affected the story as well.
Right.
So I think my personal opinion so far is that, so MK Ultra was disclosed not too long before this story,
about
1970s. I think it was publicly disclosed. I could be wrong about that, but I need to check.
The church committee. Yeah.
So this is shortly after that. The public probably distrusts the US government with their whole mind control experiments. This coupled with this story, I think that's the picture that I'm getting where this has come from.
Well, wasn't there a picture of the machine?
There
that
are.
Did the rounds years ago?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's interesting because there have been different communities online that have tried to recreate Polybius.
Right.
And I'm also, interested in where, how people knew what it looked like, the font and that kind of thing.
Because it's got quite a distinctive, I would say there seems to be quite a consistent idea of what it looked like, right?
Yeah. But I'll come on to that in a bit, because there could be some evidence against, like, where that might have come from. I'm sorry to say, this is kind of a bit of a negative one. There's not a lot of evidence pointing towards it.
Where do you guys stand so far, Jamie and Jonesy? You disbelieving, or you thinking it could be real?
I'm sure it could be real, but it sounds a bit too good to be true, doesn't it? I'd love to think it was. Sounds dumb. I'd love it to be real. I like the idea that there are shadowy figures doing it. Makes the world more interesting, and it also reminded me of as you were talking about it that Derren Brown did one of his specials. He used an arcade machine. Well, this is what he said he did. He used an arcade machine to hypnotize people.
Yeah.
And then they would fall into like a hypnotic state whilst playing. And then they would take the people to a different location, wake them up. And then it was a zombie game that they were playing, like a first person zombie game.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd wake them up and then they would be inside like an actual zombie kind of apocalypse thing.
Oh.
They would then hypnotize them back. They'd put them back under and then put them back in front of the game.
Yeah.
And then wake them up again. So it was almost like they had this strange experience playing the game that it felt really real, and then they talked to them afterwards. So listen,
I think that's more disturbing
value
than this, to be honest. That would mess me up.
But if he actually did hypnotize people with a video game, there's no reason why I suppose the government couldn't have done it.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So mind control, that sort of thing's in it. It's not specifically hypnosis, but.
And also one point that I would like to say is that the US government has used video games in the past as a form of training. They definitely have an interest in video games because there was the game series America's Army.
Yes.
That was developed by the US military.
Was that like a recruitment thing?
I think it was as a kind of recruitment and I guess US propaganda tool. I think the government clearly has an interest in video games and how they can influence people with them. So, I mean, that's really kind of all the evidence I have that this game could be true. And what I will say, coming back to the font and the style of there is, while the game Polybius has no record of existence, there was a game called Polyplay that even had a similar font to the famous Polybius machine. And that was created by the German Democratic Republic in 1985.
Wow. Right.
So this is years afterwards. But it could clearly have been an influence on the conspiracy, because if you look at the machine,
it looks very similar, doesn't it?
The font looks very similar. It's a different color, but
Does that have a proven history, or is that game like the Americans planting Polybius in Germany? Because it was Cold War, maybe. It was divided at the time, and they might have been trying to get some info on. East and West Germans. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Just saying. That's just speculating.
I'm surprised no one's made a Polybius since. I mean, they must have done, right?
Well, they have.
There
yeah.
are games that have been called Polybius, but I don't think any of them have tried to recreate exactly what the US government might have been known for.
Yeah.
Have you played it?
No, I know there was one that came out inside the last couple of years. I think it's a guy called Jeff Minter who makes a lot of these very sort of lo-fi, arcadey shooters in a lot of ways. Yeah. I think he made a game called Polybius, which is actually quite scarily has VR support on PlayStation VR. And I haven't taken my life into my own hands yet and played that. But some people speak quite highly of it.
Thing is, I'm sure if it actually did any of the things that this is being accused of, it would instantly get taken down.
Exactly. Yeah.
Except everybody who's played it loves it. 5-star rating. Yeah.
That is the one controversy that VR has somehow managed to avoid, for the most part, at least managed to avoid, is that no one's put on a VR headset in the last couple of years that I can think of anyway, and died or gone blind or
Particularly going back to epilepsy, when they announced the first VR systems, I was just like, surely there's some health problems.
Yeah,
right. Mm. But no, yeah, you're right. No one's. No one's having problems yet.
And you always see those videos of people online that are using VR sets, and they're always falling over. And it's like, how is this safe? Yeah.
The first time I played a first person game in VR where you could move the character using an analog stick, but you yourself were obviously stood still.
Yeah.
My knees were going every sort of 30 seconds. I was wobbling all over the place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's strange.
Also didn't help that it was Resident Evil 7. So I was simultaneously crapping my jocks.
There is a fantastic video on All Time Gamers channel of them playing Resident Evil 7. And Jamie's reactions to some of the jump scares are fantastic.
I didn't think I was a jumpy guy, but proved me wrong.
Did you ever complete the game?
No.
fair enough. But yeah, that was my Polybius story. I think my personal opinion on it is that the US at this time was already primed after the MK Ultra disclosure to kind of believe that the US government were involved in mind control. Yeah. This, coupled with the news stories that were coming out in Portland around this time, I think they all kind of fueled this conspiracy into existence. And I'm not 100% convinced that it was ever true. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just being cynical.
I mean, what's interesting to me about Polybius is I think you're right. I think evidence for and against tends to lean towards against Polybius itself being a real thing. Could be kind of one of the earliest creepypastas, I guess. But at the same time, it sounds exactly like the type of thing that would have happened and possibly is still going on now. I would not be surprised if there's some weird indie games, in inverted commas, online, which are actually government-funded, like test projects, like recruitment programs or some kind of data gathering thing going on.
They've definitely done it. I don't believe this is it.
Yeah.
But has the government ever taken an arcade machine, put it in an arcade to maybe try and make people do something? Or, they definitely have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, that's kind of why I started this by talking about MK Ultra, because in a way, that's even more ridiculous. That's something that they have done.
People died. People's lives were ruined through addiction to drugs and all kinds of mental disturbances developed out of the experiments.
And it's kind of, even if Polybius isn't real, the fact that they've done this kind of thing in the past is interesting and intriguing. So that was kind of the note that I wanted to end it on. The US government is horrible.
They've all done it. Our government's not so.
We wouldn't have the budget, though. our video game would be terrible.
It would be a really bad game.
Really bad game that no one would play.
They'd get Peter Molyneux to make it and talk into trees.
But the trees grow.
The trees grow
as you play the game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, before we move on to the new stories that you guys have brought, I'd like to look at some of our YouTube comments, which we do every week. And actually, going back, normally. Hello.
Wow.
Sneak preview of later. One of the comments to which we have never picked up on the video that you appeared on last time, Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
The Conspiracy Files video was someone.
I didn't think to check on that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's quite an old one, but there'll be a link on the video and link in the description if you're interested in watching it on YouTube. Someone said or raised an interesting conspiracy that apparently we've never covered, and I don't think we have. I don't know if you have on gaming. But Aldrian Gabriel Arevalo.
Great name.
Says,
that is a great name.
Hey guys, a conspiracy you missed. Pokemon is 1. Anti-creationist, 2. Satanist, 3. Encourages occultism, 4. It's anti-Christian, 5. It's racist, and 6. It's evil. Right. I just wanted your thoughts as gamers.
We've covered this.
Yes.
To some extent. Maybe not all of those points, but we have covered it, haven't we?
Yeah, I can't remember the details of it.
Yeah.
But there is some... I hesitate to use the word evidence, but what some people have taken as evidence to suggest that there is... I think it's particularly the kind of the... I can't remember the words you used. But...
I've got anti-creationist, yes. Satanist, occultist, anti-Christian, racist and evil.
A lot of that. So I think it's a certain imagery hidden. Mm. Yeah. I don't know if it's necessarily in the designs of certain Pokemon or in the world.
I could see that.
But I think some people have suggested. Mm. But you're not going to get me to side with any of that stuff because I just love Pokemon. I'm playing Pokemon right now.
I mean, I feel like... point number 6 was a bit redundant after all those other ones.
Just pure evil. I guess if you've got ghost Pokemon and you've got those psychic Pokemon, Abracadabra and Alakazam.
Yep.
I guess that's completely unchristian. All that stuff and kind of occultist magic powers.
Yeah. You also have questionable designs that they've had to tweak over the years, such as Jinx.
Oh,
early versions of Jinx.
Yeah.
That was a bit dodgy.
That's not aged very well.
This exposed my age here and how out of touch with Pokemon I am. That's the only version of Jinx I know. You said Jinx, I immediately was just like, oh, they've changed Jinx?
Well, I think they had to tone down sort of Jinx's slightly...
That blonde hair was ridiculous. Yeah, really was. Exactly.
That was the problem. That was the only issue.
Any other comments, Alex, that you've discovered this week?
Old Sheep TV. This was in our last podcast when we were talking about reincarnation. They wondered who Nicolas Cage was in his past lives. Who he would be in his past life. I will say I did actually reply to this comment, and I said that Nicolas Cage is immortal, obviously.
So he wouldn't have the photos to prove it.
He wouldn't have a past life. I mean, that's just my opinion, but I don't know if you... a weird question to throw on you all of a sudden. But,
Nicolas Cage, Keanu Reeves and Jay-Z, they've all been around since forever. They're all as old as time, mm-hmm. and therefore actually have no...
Have no past lives.
Yes, exactly.
What other celebrities are immortal? There's Vladimir Putin, I know, is also immortal because he's Julius Caesar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Mm. Those are the big ones.
Walker, Texas Ranger, what's his name?
Chuck Norris.
He's got to be immortal, isn't he?
That's just ginger hair dye.
He seems like he's been around forever.
It's true.
I don't know, but I just thought... That's an interesting point. Who was Nicolas Cage in his past life?
I suppose if you believe in karma, then Nicolas Cage had a really good life?
Or was it bad?
Was it bad?
It's taken a turn for the worse in Cage's career. Yeah. With the exclusion, perhaps, of Mandy. Which is apparently good.
Yeah, and that movie, it was in Mud. No, not Mud.
Oh, I know what you're thinking.
Joe. That was pretty good. Every once in a while, there's a gem in the rough.
He made all that money. Had all those problems. He built that weird pyramid grave for himself. Did you read about that? He spent a lot of money on some very silly things.
You would, though.
When you've got too much money, you've got to spend it on silly stuff, haven't you?
Yes.
That's Jonesy in a nutshell, by the way. The man has too much money, just spends it on silly stuff.
Oh, I wish I had too much money to spend on silly stuff.
I mean, why would he make a pyramid grave? Like, does he...
Why would you not, is the real question.
Again, maybe it is
strongest
because...
structure, I guess. It will stand the test of time.
If he's immortal, maybe it's actually his kind of lair. You know, he's like his secret lair.
Yeah.
You know?
He's going to be there a long time, so he's better make it nice.
Or maybe he's actually not immortal. He's just knows he's going to live for thousands of years. And that in 1,000 years' time, that pyramid graves they'll be the hot new craze. Everyone. So he's just getting in ahead of the trend, building it early. Spending the money while he's got it. And then doing straight to DVD films for the next 32 years so he can fund it all.
Solid plan. I like it.
I find it amazing where we go from like a simple comment.
Don't bring up Nick Cage. It's always going to go off the rails.
Okay. Well, I really want to know about this supernatural story that Jamie's got for us.
Supernatural, paranormal.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what you guys have to say about it because it's a strange one and I don't think you're going to take the story at face value, but hopefully it launches a few interesting discussions around the paranormal.
Oh, okay.
I have to do my paranormal voice when I say that word.
It's very good.
So it's a story, like I said, that's out of the UK, landed in the last couple of days, that centres around a young girl, who I believe is actually only 3 years old, who has been managed to get her hands on her mother's phone and has been using Snapchat to take videos of herself.
Right, yeah.
And apparently she's been doing this for a little while now. However, recently she was filming a video of herself, yeah, as she tends to do. And there's video that has now been released of her saying to the camera, "You cheeky little," and then pausing, only for you to then hear a man's voice say, "Monkey." Very strange. Obviously, she didn't make the noise. Her lips don't move. She doesn't have a voice that,
yeah,
she, you know, she, you'd see 3-year-old girls don't say monkey.
No, no.
Is it with that? Have you met that accent?
They do.
Well?
I haven't. But I'd like to see that. Yeah. However, the girl's mother has now gone to the press and suggested that the voice is in fact the ghost of her father, the girl in the video's grandfather,
wow,
who died 2 years ago and is now back from the dead in Snapchat form.
That's
you're dead on a spiritual plane. You haven't been, you know, you've been there for a couple of years and now you make your appearance on Snapchat, yes, just to say monkey.
It makes sense.
Now,
yeah, sorry.
I was going to say, for as flimsy as the story is,
yeah,
the mothering in the story, the woman who's in, caught in the middle of it all and has taken the story to the press, yeah, has announced that this was the only evidence she needed to fully believe in the existence of ghosts and their ability to affect the world that we live in, the plane.
So she's had a total conversion based on this one thing.
And perhaps more frustratingly, she has continued to tell the press of all the other crazy stuff that her 3-year-old's doing.
Yeah.
But apparently this 3-year-old girl now has one-sided conversations with herself that may or may not now be with the ghost of her grandfather.
Wow, yeah.
And sits in her room and plays on her own and no longer plays with her sister because apparently she's communicating with her grandfather. So this woman has now gone to the press and sold out, yeah, her daughter as the second coming of Haley Joel Osment, who sees and speaks and plays with dead people.
Yeah,
other people play with dead people, but they get arrested. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
That's spooky.
Yeah, I mean,
is it spooky?
I mean, it's spooky,
or is
that
it stupid?
Well, it's a classic story, which obviously means it could be the mother making it up of a little child can see things, perceive things that adults can't, and, you know, forms a friendship. Yeah, you know, we've all had imaginary friends, apparently, according to psychologists. But what if those imaginary friends aren't imaginary? You know.
But what if they are as well?
That's a good,
yeah,
point. Good point.
Having a 2.5-year-old, they are crazy little people. They'll go and have conversations with themselves and talk to things all the time. For not one second am I believing it's
Jonesy,
dead people.
There's video evidence.
Yeah, yeah.
The caught on video.
Monkey.
The video bit where the granddad, he says,
Monkey.
Do you know what's probably more, I could just imagine more likely than that is that, yeah, someone else said monkey at that point and the mum didn't realise.
There is a weird little bump in the audio as though it's been edited in.
She said,
hey,
that's quite a big one.
Hey, I'm trying to paint a picture here, Alex. I'm trying to sell a story. Yeah. She says it's completely incidental. She, yeah, believes it is the voice of her father.
But then, you know, if that's what, it's obviously her dad, right? Her dad's died two years before.
Indeed.
Yeah, daughter was only 1 year old when the dad died.
Yep.
It's got to be quite a trying time. And if she needs that to, like, lean back on to say that's all, yeah, the evidence she needs, then
I think she's searching for answers.
Mm.
I think she's yeah, reaching.
I think, I think she's searching for fame. I feel sorry for these kids. Like, I mean, this 3-year-old is going to grow up now in the national attention, like, with these news stories about her speaking to dead people.
Yep.
She didn't ask for that. Why did this mom go to the press? Like, it's fine if you want to believe that. Mm. I think that's fine, but do you have to share it with the world? In this
very
way?
True.
Well, if you get paid to be interviewed on This Morning, then why not?
Exactly.
I guess so, but can there really be a shortage of crazy people willing to sell fake ghost stories? Like, how were the people who control the editorial for, you know, for The Sun or The Mirror or The Daily Mail sat around saying, thank God someone's come forward with a hard-to-believe ghost story? This is exactly what we needed. Like, the lunatics who have these kind of stories, there must be a dime a dozen.
But at least this one is slightly different, though, because normally it's some very blurry, pixelated footage of a ghost or a photograph of a ghost. And we've looked at those before on our channel and always been very skeptical, which our viewers, not all of our viewers, like. But at least this one is audio, you know, of a disembodied voice.
Do you think the fact that it took place on Snapchat has something to do with it? That there's something in this ghost story that ties into sort of 2018 and all the social media that's around these days that the people who control these publications liked?
It's interesting, I suppose. Maybe the headlines, maybe the editors like the fact that, oh, we've got a Snapchat story. This
Snapchat
is good.
Ghost story.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting how all instances like this, supernatural sightings and supernatural encounters, all move with the times, you know.
Yeah.
And so obviously optimistic people might say, oh, it's because technology enables us to encounter these beings or whatever in new ways. Or it's because people don't take old photographs anymore, so they use Snapchat instead.
I just had a great idea.
Yeah.
That will take all-time conspiracies from 0 to 100. The first ever appearance by a ghost on a podcast.
Whoa. What, a disembodied voice?
Right now. If there's anyone in this room,
speak to us.
Appear, please, actually. We want 1 million views.
No, no,
on
no,
this.
No, don't appear. Don't appear.
Just speak to us.
Just the voice.
Monkey. did you guys hear
it
that?
It was him. It was the granddad. It was the granddad.
The granddad's here. The granddad of Snapchat.
All right.
You talk about ghosts and disembodied voices, though, but the worst example of that has got to be the Derek Akura, ghost, you know, most haunted.
Definitely.
Yeah. They are awful. And when you get people going, did you hear that? And it's like, no. And if you did, it was a creaky pipe. It's so ridiculous.
He's got a 9,000-year-old Ethiopian spirit guide who speaks with a Scouse accent.
I mean, at least with things like, okay, the flat earthers get a lot of crap, right?
Because
at least at some point they believe kind of these false scientific things or these false principles, or they try and use evidence. When I think people listen to a Snapchat video with someone going, monkey, you've got a very low bar for evidence, right? Sure, find something with a bit more to it. Like find, you know, an expert that can look at that video and go, oh, I can categorically say that this person was 2 meters in front of the microphone, blah, blah, whatever. But this is just a Snapchat video of a 3-year-old and a voice in the background.
Yeah.
I mean, you raise a good point about evidence. And speaking of which, Mr. Jones, what evidence can we look forward to in your news story?
In my news story, this is an interesting one because I've been intrigued for many years about the whole moon landing hoax thing. But the Russians are going to be going back to the moon in the 2030s, apparently. And so my news story, it's from a couple of weeks ago on RT. They had a news story where the Russian, I'm not sure what he's called. I think he's got a really cool name. The Roscosmos chief.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Roscosmos.
Yeah. His name is Dmitry Rogozin or something like that.
Rogozin,
Apologies if I'm ruining his name. Yeah. But he sort of half-jokingly said that because they're going back to the moon, they will be able to prove whether or not the Americans actually landed on the moon in the sort of late 60s, early 70s. Which I think is great. I love the fact that he sort of said that. So I've got a quote for you because he said, we've set such a task to go there and check if they were there or not. The Americans say they've been there. We'll verify that. But he apparently was doing it a little bit tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I still think it's a very cool, fun little thing that the Russians are sort of like, we will check if you actually went to the moon.
I think that's the only reason they're going to the moon, just to check.
Just to check.
But you did go here. Fair play.
Well, there's been an update as well, because he got sort of called out on this a little bit, which is... I think people were sort of saying, oh, you know, the Russians are taking shots at the Americans.
They do that.
But no, he's come out, because he's a legitimate scientist, right? He's not sort of really messing around. It's obviously a bit jokey. He's now come out and said, this is, I think this was yesterday. He's actually come out to say that faking the landing on of the American astronauts on the moon would have been more complex and expensive than actually doing it. And he's also said that having seen results from lab tests from all over the world on the lunar soil that the Americans brought back, he said there's no way that this lunar soil was from Earth, so it is
interesting.
Off from another planet. So he's convinced that they were there. But then yesterday as well, NBA star Stephen Curry came out and said he doesn't think the Americans landed on the moon in a podcast. So,
you've got the head of like Russian science, Roscosmos. Or who was it? Sorry,
Stephen Curry.
Stephen Curry
said he doesn't believe it.
Except Dmitry Rogozin was also the former deputy prime minister, I believe, of the Russian government. So
right.
He is a politician too.
So he's not a scientist.
Always tell the truth. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they do.
Interesting.
If Russia goes to the moon, sends people there, and you believe they did it for real, and then they come out and say either America has been or America faked it, would you believe them?
Oh, that's a good question.
That is a good question, because obviously you couldn't verify it either way, so it could end up being a political question. I think when they go, I think more, this is more likely to happen. They won't mess around and say the Americans didn't go, but they will make a video of them like burning the American flag in some mini oxygen tent on the moon and then hanging the Russian one in its place.
Well,
I can
see
that.
And like a close up of Neil Armstrong's first footprint, and they're just going to stamp on it.
Rubbing it out.
Rub it out. Yeah.
Sweep it.
Yeah. Or just right over it, like Russia was here, just over the top of it.
And then, of course, the Americans are going to say, we're going to go to the moon in 2035 to check that the Russians went to the moon, to check that we've gone to the moon. It's just constantly checking.
Yeah, never ending cycle.
But it seems to be the way it goes, right? The space race, or rather space exploration, seems to be motivated chiefly by negative emotions, right?
Yeah.
It's the only way to get funding. You know, in the 60s, it was about competing with the Russians, and then America won by getting to the moon first, and then they ran out of money. So they said, no, we're not going to do it anymore. And then the Cold War ended, so everyone was like, we won't bother. And now it's about the, was it Space Force?
Space
is the next frontier for war. So suddenly every single country is interested in exploring space and like, oh yeah, yeah, it's going to be good. We're going to set up peaceful colonies in space. But we're also going to be the first ones to do it. We're not going to cooperate with anybody. Yeah. You know, it's like,
although on the ground though, it's not really the case, is it? Because there's actually a hell of a lot of cooperation in space fair and space travel. I mean, you've got the International Space Station. The Russians are the only ones at the moment, I think, flying the Americans up there. I know the Americans don't have an operation at the moment to fly sort of shuttles and things like that, because they retired the shuttle. So there is a lot of cooperation, and they do work together in a lot of ways. So I think it's almost like a weird media thing when they sort of have them going at each other, because in reality, there's an American astronaut in Russia probably getting on the spaceship to go up to the space station anyway. Yeah, so it's all a bit.
And we've made a couple of videos about it on our channel recently. One of them is going to be, it just went live actually, about. The Russian probe to find aliens. A previous one was about sabotage on the ISS, whether or not it happened. But the point is that, like you say, the astronauts themselves and the scientists on the ground who are getting the astronauts to the ISS, they're Russian, they're Chinese, they're American, they're European, they're African, they're from every part of the world. And they all work together because they're just normal people who want to do space stuff.
They just want to get further, don't they? Yeah. They just want to develop the state of the art.
So yeah,
they're not that. I don't think they're interested in arguing about sort of national borders. They just want to crack on.
They just want to get up there. Yeah.
Maybe they play the game on purpose because that's that. Like you said, they know they can sort of drum up support and money.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Whereas they're all there having a big international party at the end of it, being like, we showed those idiots. Yeah. That's how they get the funding.
In fairness, like I think this is only a good thing, because I think if this encourages America to be like, we're going to go to the moon first then it's just, that's good. I like it. More space race, please.
I want to see more people on the moon.
Bit of healthy competition. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
If they set up a colony on the moon, would you go?
Yes.
If they have Netflix and, you know, good streaming capabilities.
Good streaming.
What's the internet like? What's the Wi-Fi like?
imagine playing like basketball on the moon with a quarter of Earth's gravity. So you could leap like 10 meters in the air.
But the ball would bounce.
Be like Michael Jordan in Space Jam.
You need a really heavy ball, wouldn't you? Yeah. The ball would have to be ludicrously heavy.
I'd want to experience stuff like that, but as someone who is petrified about flying... the idea of going into outer space scares the poop out of me. I see those live streams from the ISS and all that stuff, and every time they kind of look back down and you see it, I'm like, that's way too high.
Your legs
I don't
want to
be that high.
Yeah, that's fair.
But then you're not really going to fall, because
you're not going to fall. But what if you float away and they can't catch you?
That's true. We've seen Gravity.
I've seen Gravity. What happened to George Clooney?
Spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen Gravity.
Sorry,
that's all right. You should have seen it by now.
I don't want to digress, but I've watched the live stream a couple of times from the ISS.
Yeah.
And I must admit, there's a couple of interesting little videos that show something sort of moving into the shot, and then the feed cuts.
Yes, it's happened.
It has happened, and I've seen it a few times, and I'm like, that is, there's something there that...
What are you suggesting?
Or when the green screen just falters a little bit.
I'm not suggesting anything, but I've seen the videos, I've seen the cut happen, and I'm like, that's interesting. Why did it cut just as something? Something.
I think that there are two possible explanations. There's one which I think is what you're hinting at, which is... aliens.
I'm not saying it's aliens, but
it's aliens, and that's the one I prefer. That's the one I prefer. Mm. The other thing is, 100%, there are people who are paid by the government to monitor the live feed, and every time a satellite comes into shot, even from a distance, they're like, cut the feed, because no government is like, you're not going to see our satellite, even if it's a grainy, pixelated image in the back of a pixelated live stream. I bet that the skeptics will say that's what it is. The optimists like us.
That's like... maybe much more likely, Robin, but I'm going to stick with it's aliens because it's a much better explanation. Yeah.
But I like that, though, because that implies that aliens have been in contact with the whoever's controlling that, the International Space Station.
Whoever's
controlling it.
Yeah.
And basically, the people in the International Space Station who are watching, monitoring the live feed... are just watching, waiting for aliens to come into frame. So they're just like, oh, stop getting in front of the camera. You're going to get discovered. We can't keep doing this.
You've got these alien families coming to look at Earth, and a little kid runs off, gets in front of the camera. Yeah.
There's what's the saying about, cause the whole thing with aliens, obviously, is, and people saying that they never get caught on TV or anything like that. But wasn't the saying, or on video cameras, but there is a saying of any sufficiently advanced technology will be indistinguishable from magic. I can't remember who said it, which is a great argument for against why maybe they've got technology that anytime they get near a camera or something like that, it automatically shuts it off.
Oh,
it cuts the feed itself.
Maybe. That makes sense. Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna go with that for now, just because it at least gives me something to live for.
I like that idea.
Yeah, might be aliens.
Well, I think it's time for a quiz.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, welcome to this week's quiz. Debut for all-time gaming.
Yeah.
Show us your buzzers, sir. Mr. Jones, what's your buzzer?
This is my buzzer.
Oh, nice.
Solid, nice one. Jamie?
Solid. Snake?
Hey! I have opted for...
And
I've gone for the dramatic chipmunk, so I've got...
Very good.
Okay, then. Well, this week's quiz, I've tried to theme it a little bit towards gaming.
Thank you.
And hopefully there'll be
unfair. Okay.
It'll still be general knowledge, it's Alex. Still,
general knowledge, mostly. And some more recent items.
Mostly.
some facts that hopefully will be open for everybody to get. There are three of you, but there are just 10 questions with a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Blimey, okay. I'm nervous now.
Right. So, fingers on buzzers. First question. Nice and easy one to warm you up. Funny you should say what you just said. In the game Metal Gear Solid, who is the twin brother of Solid Snake?
Okay, I didn't actually know. Oh, I never even play Metal Gear Solid.
Yep, Mr. Jones.
I queued it up second.
Yeah, you're too slow, Alex.
I'm pretty sure I buzzed.
I was just buying time. Solid Snake. Is that the
question is, who's the twin brother of Solid Snake? So that's wrong.
Liquid
Alex.
Snake.
Ah, I'm not sure I can.
Why?
Okay. That's a point. That's a point. You got the right answer. The answer is Liquid Snake.
That just suddenly came to me.
Yep.
Okay.
Solid liquid, Neo.
Solid,
gaseous.
It could have been gas snake, yeah.
I was doing the thing for you as well there. Did you like that?
I loved it. Thanks.
Question, Robin, about the quiz. If we buzz while you're asking the question,
are you
going to stop?
I almost...
There's a bit of an overlap there. Just going to point that out.
There was. I think I will stop if you interrupt me, because there was a key piece of information at the end of that question, which...
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Okay. That's fine. Okay,
I'm watching
move
you,
on.
I'm watching you.
I had to get one point in early just so I didn't...
You'll be fine.
That was a solid start for Alex.
Alex the snake.
One nil to Alex. Okay, second question. What did a woman traveling to Barbados try to smuggle onto a plane inside a hard drive this week?
Ooh, inside a hard drive.
Jamie?
somewhere between 3 and 7 gigabytes of hardcore pornography.
That's extremely specific.
I'm afraid that is the incorrect answer.
Shoot.
Mr. Jones?
I was going to say, I don't know why I thought of this, but bird eggs.
No, but you're on the right lines. On the right lines. Yes?
An exotic animal.
Oh, you're very close. Oh,
can you read the question again?
I'm going to read the question again, and I'll also give you a clue. The answer to the previous question, or rather the previous question itself, will help you. So the question was...
This is ridiculous.
This is getting ridiculous. Yeah. The question was, what did the woman travelling to Barbados try to smuggle onto a plane inside a hard drive? Mr. Jones.
A snake. A baby snake.
It was a snake. Can you give me a type of snake?
A cobra.
No. Alex, technically, buzz next.
A python.
It was a python.
Oh! I
definitely don't deserve the point for that.
Yes, I
will accept it.
It was good. A woman going to Barbados tried to smuggle a python wrapped in a nylon stocking inside a hard drive.
Was it alive?
It was alive. And it's still alive, as far as I can tell. However, they were detained and both the snake and the woman missed their flight.
Oh.
Sadly. I don't know if she still got the snake. It might have been taken away from her. Okay, question 3. 2-0 to Alex.
Oh.
Nice, easy one. What is the name of Sonic the Hedgehog's sidekick? Mr. Jones?
Tails.
I'll take it. Full name?
Miles Tails Prower.
Yeah.
Wow.
A point each.
I didn't know that.
Oh!
Yeah.
Miles Prower. Get it?
Miles
Prower.
Ah,
my thing's going crazy here. I apologise.
Right.
Metal Gear Solid-ing all over
it's
the place.
It's got autoplay on
2-1-1. Question 4. For what?
Wait, hang on. I just want to clarify it. They both got a point each.
I don't know if I deserve a point. I didn't really answer the question.
I'm the quizmaster. I think it's a point each.
Okay.
You got one.
Okay, fine.
For what did Donald Trump's UN ambassador nominee, Heather Nauert, become famous? What makes Heather Nauert, or what made her famous?
Oh, I don't know this. Is this a new one?
This is the current new nominee for the UN ambassador.
Nikki Haley resigned, didn't she?
I'm going to stick with my trend.
Yeah.
She used to be a star of hardcore porn.
No, he just pays them off. That is the incorrect answer. Again, there is a clue in the previous question.
Is it all just linked to snakes? Is that...
No.
I'll let Alex go. Can't go back to back.
Did she used to run a zoo?
No.
Oh.
She was a fashion, she had a company, like a fashion label or something like that.
I'm afraid not. There was a buzzer you made early, Jamie. One more go.
Helicopter pilot.
No. The answer is she hosted Fox and Friends.
Oh.
So what was the...
Miles... there was a connection there.
Right.
See.
The snakes threw me off.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, still 2-1-1. Question 5. What is the name of the gang member that Grand Theft Auto San Andreas revolves around?
Oh.
Jamie?
CJ, Carl Johnson.
Yeah, 100%. Well done. 2-2-1. Next question. Current news one. What danger are residents of the real San Andreas being warned to watch out for this winter, Jamie?
An earthquake.
That is a logical guess, but it's not. It's an unusual danger. Mm. Yes, Mr. Jones.
Something about
unusual
frozen water.
Not frozen water, but the temperature does have something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that might be misleading. It's something in nature for sure.
Oh, this is terrible. Sorry,
broken buzzer.
It's something in nature.
One more.
Is it like wild animals, that kind of thing?
No, the answer is trees.
The Happening.
yeah, just like the
day of the Triffids.
So the weather's been so extreme this year with the wildfires and the high temperatures, and now it's going to be a very cold winter, that there are an unusually high number of dead trees and trees that have been eaten out by bark beetles. And there's also going to be high winds this winter.
so California. Falling trees.
Lots of falling trees. And trees may even be uprooted and just topple over at random. So people are being warned in San Andreas to watch out for the trees.
So summers are getting hotter and winters are getting, you know, more like colder and more dangerous. What's going on, Robin? Is there a theory for this?
I mean, it's almost like the climate is changing, but, you know. I wouldn't know.
As long as The Rock doesn't use this story as an excuse for a sequel.
It does.
Because that sounds a lot less interesting than the first one.
So. Although I'd love to see him running around stopping trees falling over with his bare hands.
He would 100% do the Prometheus thing where it was falling right over him and he just kept running straight. So, yeah.
Okay, question 7. Still 2 each to Jamie and Alex and 1 for Jonesy. How many rows of aliens are there usually at the start of a Space Invaders game? How many rows of aliens?
Oh, whoa!
I think that was Jonesy.
I want to say there are 5.
5 is the correct answer. Yeah. Well done. Very well done.
I was going to say 5. So
okay, well done. Okay, next question. What terrified ordinary people are across America 80 years ago this year, the 80th anniversary of something terrifying? Yes, Alex.
This is just a stab in the dark, but was it the War of the Worlds radio show?
Yes, it was actually.
Oh,
it was
awesome. That's a
War of the Worlds radio broadcast. Wow. The connection was
Space Invaders.
Yeah. Well done, yeah. 3-2-2. Question 9, penultimate question. What was the second Legend of Zelda game to use 3D graphics?
Second, I don't know.
Majora's Mask?
It was Majora's Mask for the N64. Ah, 3 all to Jamie and Alex and 2. Jonesy, so close. Imagine if Jonesy gets this one, it's going to be down to the tiebreaker. Yeah?
That'll be nice.
Okay, final question. This is a great one. News this week, yesterday, I think, being reported in the West. Which Kim Jong-un product is a huge hit in South Korea? Yes, Mr. Jones.
A wig.
Not a wig, but you're in the right area.
Is it a mask?
It is a mask, but what kind of mask? Yes, Mr. Jones?
Is it like a breathing mask that you wear over your mouth?
No, I think you might struggle to get this, but Alex, I'll give you a guess.
A mask? Is it like a... I don't know. Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Jamie, do you have one more guess since you guessed mask correctly?
Yeah, I was... Sorry, I cuckooed twice.
Is it one of those big carnival masks?
No. Oh.
Is it a hyper-realistic prosthetic mask?
It is not. It is a difficult one to get, but I might give you half a point, in which case you might have pipped it. But it's moisturizing face masks.
Oh.
Known as...
I don't know if I can take half a point for that, because I was full-on thinking...
Yeah, proper mask.
It was a tricky one, but I'm glad you got the clue with the Majora's Mask.
Very good.
So picked up on the trend.
Yeah, it's not a Kim Jong-un's own moisturizing face mask. It is a company who are selling a moisturizing face mask with his image on the front. And it's Kim Jong-un with a white face paint kind of photograph. And what it's called, the Unification Moisture Nuclear Mask, also known as the Nuke Mask. And it's got mock propaganda style slogans on the packets, such as "All hail moisture for all women of the North and South." And since it was launched in June, they've sold 25,000 in South Korea, and they cost £2.80 each, which is about, I guess, $5.
Wow. That's okay. Nice.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That's so good marketing.
Final scores, I think, are 3-3-2. So we need a tiebreaker. I think I've got a good one here. Fingers on buzzers, gents. Because, of course, this is a chance for Jonesy to perpetuate this even further.
Oh, God.
Can I come in on this as well?
Of course you can. Yeah, all three of you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. In the game Mortal Kombat.
Oh, dear.
What phrase does Scorpion say?
Oh, I was so slow to react.
Yes, Jamie?
Get over here.
Yeah, it is get over here. Well done.
I'm going to blame my slow reacting buzzer.
You need the buzzer app on your phone.
I didn't know that.
That's how the real quiz masters do it.
well then, Jamie, that makes you the king of this week's quiz.
Thank you very much.
And therefore,
it's an honour.
It was an honour having
you. Well done, sir. Very well done.
I'm going to shake hands with my fellow.
GG.
Well done, lads. I'm actually very impressed. That was an even split of the scores. It's nice to have it so tight at the end there.
I bet it is.
It always is. And thanks again for coming on to my podcast. It was a pleasure having you.
Thanks very much for having us.
Yeah, I do recommend you listeners to check out the All Time Gaming podcast and YouTube channel. It's a great channel. I watch it all the time. And if you're interested in hearing more of our podcasts, then you can find them on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Audio Boom. There'll be links in the description on our YouTube video if you're watching us on YouTube. And please do check our YouTube channel and like and subscribe the videos if you enjoy them. And don't forget to share with your friends. As always, we'll see you next time.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Bye-bye.